First up, I went to speak with the son of one of the patients being treated in this 150-bed hospital.
Bishwaranjan Niyogi.
His name is Bishwaranjan Niyogi, and he's 49 years old. He got brain tumor. Previously, it was operated. Again, it came, and it has to be operated tomorrow. It is malignant glioma tumor.
So it's malignant, so cancerous growth on the left-hand side of his skull. And you can see above his ear there is a slight lump there, a slight swelling.
Yeah, this lump. Sometimes he forgets names of anything. Second thing is his right side is getting paralyzed. He's getting fall every time.
To find out more, I spoke with his attending doctor, Shoptu Shibasu.
Well, Mr. Bishwaranjan Niyogi was admitted with difficulty in orientation to time, space and person, and difficulty in walking and disbalance.
So in November last year,
he had
surgery to remove a malignant tumour that was on the left side of his brain, kind of just above his ear.
Yeah, so it was a gross total excision of the tumour that took place, and he had radiotherapy and chemotherapy. This is the case. It's a tough case, tough operation. So we're monitoring him and seeing how he's maintaining his vital statistics.
So the cancer has grown back, and then tomorrow he's going to be operated on to remove further of them.
Again, the tumour has grown up, and so we will be operating the rest of the residual tumour which is left. Let's see how things go. So hopefully we'll do good.
And his wife mentioned that she was concerned that the tumour would come back again after the operation tomorrow. What chances of success do you think that you have?
Success, definitely we have a good success rate, but depending upon the tumour, it varies. And so it varies from patient to patient.
So the tumour tissue will be removed during the surgery. But what happens to this sliced out section of human brain? Is it burnt or put in the bin? This patient has decided to donate it to research. I spoke with his family about the decision.
Yes, we are happy. If it will help to make any prevention or any kind of further medical science progress, that maybe help other patients, maybe not for him, but that will help other come out of this problem.